Political conventions are a tradition dating back to the 1800s in this country, but this time, of course, it's different. Democrats are gathering virtually next week, with the Republicans to follow virtually the following week. NPR national political correspondent Don Gagne has been wondering whether conventions will ever be the same again. Here's Don.
Every election season, the questions re-emerge. Will this be the year for a brokered convention with a dramatic battle for delegates on the floor? It's long been the stuff of movies and television. In this episode of NBC's The West Wing, we see the backroom jockeying over the most mundane details.
Please clear your speeches 4 hours before
she
approves everything that goes on air until we have a nominee.
What about our introductory videos? You're going to censor those too?
No, because there aren't going to be any.
Networks hate them. It's a free ad for your candidates.
But reality has a way of pouring cold water on such storytelling to find a convention that actually went beyond the first ballot. In choosing a nominee, you need to go way back to 1952.
The convention really goes wild as Governor Schricker of Indiana nominates his fellow governor Adlai Stevenson of Illinois, dark horse of the convention, who steadfastly refused to advance his candidacy.
That clip is from an old Universal newsreel filmed as Illinois Governor Adlai Stevenson needed 3 rounds of voting to secure the Democratic nomination. There's another reason 1952 is significant. For the first time, conventions were live on television from coast to coast. It was a new tool to reach a huge audience. Then, in 1960, the first candidate to fully embrace the age of television.
My call is to the young in heart, regardless of age, to the stout in spirit, regardless of party.
That's John F. Kennedy accepting the Democratic nomination. But as TV took over, convention planners didn't always fully appreciate that the cameras would also capture conflict. Like at the GOP convention of 1964, Senator Barry Goldwater was the nominee.
I would remind you that extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice.
That line was a sharp rebuke to an earlier convention speech from Goldwater rival Nelson Rockefeller, the liberal Republican governor of New York.
The Republican Party should reject extremism from either the left or the right.
4 years later, Democrats had their own epic and messy internal battles at a convention where the enduring images are of violent clashes outside between anti-war protesters and Chicago police. That kind of disruption hasn't been seen since. Still, conventions remain a place for new faces on the political scene to emerge. In 2004, it was a state senator from Illinois.
The hope of a skinny kid with a funny name who believes that America has a place for him, too.
And in 08, a little-known GOP governor.
I love those hockey moms. You know, they say the difference between a hockey mom and a pit bull? Lipstick.
As for the complaints that conventions have become too choreographed, too scripted, well, there are still moments that backfire. Witness Democratic nominee Walter Mondale in 1984 and a promise that would haunt his campaign.
Mr. Reagan will raise taxes, and so will I. He won't tell you. I just did.
And how about the 2012 Republican convention when surprise guest actor-director Clint Eastwood pretended to interview President Obama, represented by an empty chair?
What do you want me to tell Romney? I can't tell him to do that. That can't do that to himself.
It did not go over well. Doug High is a former spokesman for the Republican National Committee. He's one who's ready to scrap the ritual of the big multi-day gatherings.
Conventions haven't changed in practically 40 years. They've become 4 nights of a big bloated system that just doesn't get the attention that it used to.
High says the pandemic gives everyone a reason to rethink how these things are done.
I think it would be almost impossible for a party to say, we want to go back to exactly what we did in 2016, and this was just a blip. You're going to evolve from this one way or another. The question is how.
The parties were already trying to adapt to a new viewing audience to use viral moments in the way JFK embraced TV. Leah Daughtry ran two conventions for the Democrats in 2008 and in 16. She says conventions do still answer some core questions for voters.
What are the party's values? How is this nominee going to take us further? How are we planning to move the nation?
Daughtry predicts they will be shortened starting in 2024, maybe to just 2 days. And she says even if TV networks cover them less, they still have a great value for the party.
I don't know that conventions are dead. They may be reformed and reformatted, but that kind of energy of several thousand people, you and your closest thousand friends in the hall, just won't go away.
But it does feel like we're closing the door on a certain kind of convention. And if the template for the future is still unknown, it seems pretty certain that what we'll see at the 2020 conventions will not be it. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.